DW.
It looks like someone has taken a giant sledgehammer and slammed it down on the entire area. Ruins and ruins as far as the eye can see. Besides smashed bricks, there's hardly anything left of Sinjar, or Singal, as it's called here. ISIS and its reign of terror is over, but the airstrikes perpetrated primarily by the U.S. to wipe ISIS out have also wiped out the Yazidis' unofficial capital. The airstrikes that followed by Turkey have instilled a deep-rooted fear inside the Yazidi community. There is a palpable sense here that they have lost their homeland. In Singal, it feels like time itself has stopped. There is no trace of reconstruction. Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, was freed from ISIS terror just a year ago. Only 120 kilometers to the west, the heavy task of reconstruction has long since begun. Singal, on the other hand, has been liberated for almost 3 years. The only reconstruction here was a cleanup. The rubble was removed from the main streets. Why don't the people here get help? Why does nobody answer their questions? Acting mayor of Singal, Fahad Hamid Omar, says Yazidis are not even second-class citizens. That's why.
Us,
because we Yazidis are only fourth or fifth grade citizens of Iraq, because the people who should be responsible for safety and security here were not interested in the people of Singal. When we were under siege on the mountain, we were given nothing. No water, no sanitation, just nothing.
The stocky man with a crew cut and mustache stands on the flat roof of his official residence and looks over the ruins. 3,500 families live here. Fahad has been mayor for only a few months and is himself a Yazidi. He wears a simple olive uniform and repeatedly emphasizes that he himself fought against ISIS. Unlike his predecessor, Muhammad Khalil, however, Fahad is not close to the government of the Kurdish Autonomous Region in northern Iraq, but answers to the central government in Baghdad.
We want Singal to be managed directly from Baghdad and not from the Kurds anymore. If we had belonged to Baghdad from the beginning, instead of asking help from Kurdistan, this would never have happened to us.
This. He means the extermination campaign by ISIS.
The destruction, it's so vast, it's so widespread, it's hard to even begin to imagine just how terrifying this must have been, especially for the civilians that ISIS was continuing to hold hostage.
The first ISIS fighters reached Singal at dawn on August 3, 2014. The terror militia advanced in convoy. With armored U.S. Humvees and other military vehicles previously captured by the Iraqi army. By June, the Sunni fundamentalists had conquered Mosul and proclaimed their caliphate from there. Now they wanted to destroy the Yazidis, a denomination they call unbelieving devil worshippers. Singal, the center of the Yazidis, was easy prey as it was disputed territory. On paper, the area was administered by the central Iraqi government. But as it turned out, only Kurdish Peshmerga fighters were present. When ISIS approached, the militia withdrew without fighting. The Yazidis were left to defend themselves. The jihadists committed atrocious crimes. At this point, 70 mass graves have been discovered in Singal alone. No one knows exactly how many Yazidis were murdered, but Mayor Fahad claims at least 15,000 are dead and missing. Around 7,000 Yazidi women and children were abducted, raped, and enslaved. More than half of them are still missing. Many have been sold to jihadists in Syria like livestock, and only occasionally are activists able to redeem victims through smugglers for at least $10,000 per person. Historically speaking, it was not the first attack on the Iraqi Yazidis, but very likely the most staggering. The relief organization Yazda estimates around 1 million Yazidis lived in Iraq in August 2014. The Singal region had about 250,000 inhabitants, its capital about 80,000. Mostly Yazidis, but also Muslim Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmens. Today, most Yazidis have fled permanently from Singal. They have sought refuge in the large refugee camps around the northern Iraqi city of Dohuk. They also fled to Kurdish areas in Syria and Turkey and to Europe. Of the more than 150,000 Iraqis who applied for asylum in Germany from 2015 to 2017, well over a third was Yazidi. A main reason these people were able to escape was Syrian Kurds of the YPG militia who crossed the border and managed to secure a safe corridor in August 2014. At that time, 50,000 refugees fought for their lives on the high plateau of Mount Sinjar, the holy mountain of the Yazidis. It was also the Syrian YPG that armed and trained Yazidi militiamen. The YPG is close to the banned Kurdish Workers' Party, PKK. In Singal, countless graffiti celebrating the imprisoned PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan are reminiscent of the heroic fight against ISIS. On a martyr cemetery on Mount Sinjar, where 10,000 Yazidis are still living in tent settlements today, yellow flags with Öcalan's portrait flutter in the wind. Many of the fighters who lie buried here died between August 2014 and November 2015. The Syrian YPG was equally involved in the liberation of Singal, as were the American Air Force and the Peshmerga of the autonomous Kurdish region in Iraq. The Peshmerga returned after receiving weapons and military training from abroad, including the German Bundeswehr. YPG and Peshmerga nested in the region after the liberation. Through Singal runs the main road connecting the former ISIS strongholds Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria. However, the two Kurdish militias quickly became competitive and skirmished. In October 2017, shortly after the controversial independence referendum, the Iraqi army and its allied Shiite People's Militia, Hashd al-Shaabi, took command of Singal. The Shiite Hashd receives massive support from Iran, one of the main warring parties in neighboring Syria. The Peshmerga from the autonomous Iraqi Kurdish region again withdrew from Singal. The YPG also plummeted when Turkey openly threatened with a military invasion, as in Syria's Afrin. Turkey wants to prevent Syrian and Iraqi PKK forces from controlling the territory. Singal is being crushed between national and international power struggles.
As long as there are so many political parties here and everyone works for a party, people will not come back. 1,000 different groups are here.
This is 24-year-old Stuan Ilyas, who sits cutting glass panes as we interview him. Actually, he's a teacher. But there are no schools left in Singal. So why is he here? Why did he leave the refugee camp on the holy mountain of the Yazidis to live in this ruined city?
People do not believe it's safe here in Singal, but I only have this one home. I have nowhere else to go. I will always come back.
The Yazidis who live here are faced with the daunting question of whom to trust, on top of the harrowing conditions of daily life. We meet Baran Karo. She says life is just about impossible in Singal.
Electricity's bad, the water's dirty, and there are still mines and bombs left around. The bodies of the dead are still here. Their bones are everywhere. There are still people in the hands of ISIS, and we want them back.
This young woman with curly red hair gives us a sense of the dread here. Even with ISIS gone, the fear of attack still lingers. Mayor Fahad knows he needs to spread optimism. But how? The Shiite militias present do not worry him, he says. In the end, he owes them his appointment.
The Islamic State has done great injustice, not only to the Yazidis, but also to our Shiite brothers. Our main worry are the Sunni Arabs and Turkmen in the area. Many of our Muslim neighbors have supported IS.
Fahad Hamid Omar wants international protection and his own Yazidi police force. He says a protective wall would be the only way to protect the Yazidis from Sunni Muslims.
I'll give you an example why we need the wall and police. Yesterday, we saw sheep grazing near our villages and around our mass graves. So I went there to stop the sheep from walking over the bones of our dead. But I was shot at from 10 different places. They have weapons. Do we have weapons? This is not acceptable.
This report was brought to you by DW.